Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You be seated in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. It's my pleasure to be here this morning, and may God bless the choir, and may God continue to increase your anointing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's good to be here. I spent like 24 hours coming here. I mean, it's not easy. East Africa, Central Africa is where I'm coming from. But I believe that this morning, God has a good purpose for us.
Yes.
That's why I believe that God's going to speak to us in this morning.
All right.
Let's read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. Isaiah, chapter 54. We are reading verse 6 and 7. Isaiah 54, verse 6 and 7. And the Bible says, "For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken, grieved in spirit, like the wife of man's youth when she's cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with a great compassion I will gather you." Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 23 to 26. The Bible says, "And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A windstorm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, said, 'Lord, save us, we are perishing.' And he said to them, 'Why are you afraid, you are little faith?' Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm." Amen. You may be seated in the name of Jesus. I'm here this morning. As I told you, I'm somehow far from the United States. But God has sent me to tell you that you are not forgotten. I'm feeling this word in this morning. When God is speaking to people who are sitting here, maybe you think God has forsaken you. God has left you somewhere. Maybe it's in your family, maybe it's in your job, maybe it's in your finance situations. I don't know where. But I'm here to tell you that you are not forgotten. And God will come back to you with a great compassion. I'm here and I'm testifying this, that God has never forsaken us. Oh, God has never left us. But God always has a good purpose for coming back to us with a great compassion. As I told you, I'm coming from Rwanda. Rwanda is a good country. Reverend Dr. Polk has been there. And maybe some people have been there. I don't know, maybe. But Rwanda is a good country. Wonderful country. We call it 1,000 Hills. It's a country with one language. We speak one language. It's a country which we have one culture. It's a country which we have common things. But when Europeans came in Africa to colonize us, when they came, they found Rwandans, we had what you call social classes, which are not, we are not ethnics. And they found there, we are wonderful country with one language, one culture, one skin, one little Africans there. And when they came to Africa, they took those social classes and made ethnics. Tried to destroy our unity by using our social classes, which were not bad, because when you say Tutsis or Hutus, it was because of the cows. You know, in Africa, we used to have cows. Now, people could have more cows, say this Tutsi, and this a few cows, this Hutu. It wasn't any problem, it was just social classes, but the devil entered in that way and they brought division. And from that time, from 19th up to 94, it was just the spirit of division, spirit of hatred, spirit of ununited. From that time, we experienced when Rwandans were together, started to kill each other. But in 1994 is when the devil took place and we had what you call genocide. I think most of people have been heard about that. Those social classes ending up became ethnics, ending up kill each other, brothers kill brothers, families kill families. Can you imagine in 100 days, we lost 1 million people, which has never happened in the world. Not because of earthquake or a war and anything, only brothers and sisters. The devil is a liar. We are here to testify that God has never forget you. God is there because he has a great compassion to you. Every time the devil may start in your life, every time the devil may try to kill your life, but I'm here to tell you that God still have a great compassion. You can't imagine, we have been in the house, we stay in the house 100 days without going out because we are in that group which called Tutsis, which were supposed to be eliminated or killed. And we stay there. The UN left country. International organization left country. We didn't have gold. We didn't have silver. Nothing they could follow in Rwanda. We stayed there. Even the government supported killers. No one could save us except Almighty God. In that time, we couldn't understand that one day we'd come out because it was seemed that God has left us. We are forgotten. But the truth was, we are not forgotten. God's plan had a great plan for a great compassion in our life. In our life, I'm here to testify that that time they called us snakes. Snakes. If you kill snakes, if you kill a snake, you are saving people. We are hiding the house for 100 days. No food, no bank. No job. Only job which were in Rwanda, it was just killing. People could wake up in the morning and go to kill. We are few group. Tutsis were few. We are just 10%. To finish them, it was very easy. But when God has a great purpose, nothing will touch you. God will protect you no matter what. Even though you think that you are forsaken, God will still protect you. Sometimes God may look like he's sleeping in the boat. Sometimes we could wonder if God has another way to save us. Can you imagine? We reach the point where you think that if at least someone will kill you, Israel can have a peace. Death was like your answer. But God is faithful. We are standing here in 20 years ago where we thought that our life is the end, but God has never forsaken us. God is still love. A great compassion to us in Jesus' mighty name. I am here to tell you that God was in Rwanda. He's the same today. He can touch you where you are now. He can visit you where you are now. Because can you imagine, we ended up where even drinking water, you couldn't drink drinking water because that when they killed people, they drew them in the lakes and everything. When you open the tap, you find that the blood water, and we are smelling death. No hope. No one could save us. Nothing but our God is faithful. I'm here to tell you that even though you think you are forsaken, God's there. We're in the house, you know, African family, we used to have big families. 10 people, 12 people in the house. But God used one person who was a housekeeper, who was Hutu, who could go out because couldn't go out. The guy served the 10 people so that he could stand here in the United States in this year and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. I know God who can feed people where there is no market. I know God who can heal people where there is no hospital. I know God who can provide everything where there is no anyone. I know God who can protect where there is no any protection. This is our God we serve. This is our God we are coming here to tell you. To tell that you are not forgotten. God is still coming to you with a great compassion. One day, can you imagine this situation? All government and army and police were just the side of killers. And one day, we're afraid. We're in the house. My sister went out, looked at the door. She found one police who was sitting in the garden, in the house. She came to us and said, I saw police outside. My mother went out to see if someone is coming to kill us. Now, when she didn't see anything. And she came back and she said, why? Did you see someone? My sister said, yes, sure. There's someone in the garden there. And my sister went there and asked that police, who are you? The police says, I am angel of the Lord. I am standing here where there is no one who could stand here. I will protect you. I will keep you. You serve me. You'll go to the nations and tell people what God has done. We have a special police. Don't worry. I don't know what you're passing through. But I'm here to tell you that you are not forsaken. God is still coming to you. Is you in that situation where we sat down and pray? And my father was a pastor. And my mother also was a Christian. We are still young. But God spoke to us. He said that I will save you. I will protect you. You will be my witnesses. People will hear my goodness in the nations. After genocide, one day, the genocide stopped. With Rwandans who say, no, we could not continue to be in this life. 1 million people died. God protects few people for his purpose. I'm still saying you're not forsaken. Even though you think that the storms are too much, but God will say one word. We'll rebuke. We saw God. We saw Jesus. Rebuke genocide where UN could not stop. Where government could not stop. Where international could not stop. And Jesus say, calm. Peaceful. From that time. I believe that God reformed the new country. When he went out, is where he found more people. More children crying on the street. Some of those children were in the beat, just killing them. You know that they didn't even, those 100 days, they didn't use even these guns and the whip bombs. They used local weapons. Can you imagine more people traumatized? Is why our ministry began from that. Is why I say, let's serve the Lord when we work with these people. When we serve these people. I'm here to tell you that we saw God coming back to our country. With a great compassion. With a great compassion. God called the nation to come to our country. We are here to testify that our ministry, we are supporting more than 50,000 people. Schools, churches, young people, people with HIV AIDS. No one could do that except when God comes in your side with a great compassion. I'm here this morning to challenge you, to tell you that where there is nothing, God's there. You could ask us, what did you eat during the 3 months? Don't ask me what I know. God was our provider. You could ask me where God did to protect you. I don't know. God was there. You may think that you're a forsaken woman. You may think that there's nothing in your sight. But God's still there. I don't know if you are sick today. I don't know if you think that you are in bad condition. In Rwanda, we saw people. They cut the necks, but they survived 3 months without any treatment. Today, they are working. Today, they are alive. We serve Almighty God. We serve Almighty God. He is more than what you think in Jesus' mighty name. Today, our country is peaceful because Jesus says, rebuke the storm. Rebuke the wind in Jesus' mighty name. Today, God can rebuke your winds in your family. Today, God can rebuke the winds in your community, in your job, everything. Believe Him. He's not. He's still there to serve you, to help you in Jesus' mighty name. Today in Rwanda, we are no longer talking about Rwanda, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We talk God of Rwandans. Today, Dr. Polk has been there. You can travel the country. God has built the country. We are here. We believe that Africa will rise up and preach the last gospel. We believe that there is a revival which will come in Africa. We are no longer there to be killed and to be died. No, God has changed things. Because when God comes back, we bring the great compassion. We say we are tired with these Hutus and the Tutsis. That Jesus Christ went to the cross and bring the conciliation. He said, let's leave those people bring nonsense. Let's build our country with the Rwandan people. This is what is going on in Rwanda. We are no longer there. We reach the point where Hutus are sitting with Tutsis. We reach the point where killers sitting with the genocide survivors, because there is a Jesus who's more than anyone who can bring people together. You are not forsaken. You are not forsaken. God will come back to you with great compassion. God will come to Rwanda again. Who can find us nothing? No job, no bank, nothing. Smelling deaf people and come back to you with great compassion. He's the God who can come to your family, who can come to your marriage, who can come everywhere you are, because he's a God who can come with a great compassion. This morning, I believe that God will come to you and tell the storm, tell the winds, stop. We are here to testify the goodness of the Lord. God, who was the same yesterday, He's the same today and forever. God, who was in Rwanda 1994 and stopped genocide, He's the God who's there today and forever. God, who was in a family many years ago, He's the God who can touch. No excuse. Nothing which is hard to Him. When everything left you, God is there. Most people used to ask us, why are you still talking about God? 1 million people? Why are you still talking about God? You lost 1 million people? You can't imagine, even they killed people in the churches. Today you're having churches, Pentecostal churches, Catholic churches, Protestant churches, which are graves now. Graves. We bury people there. 10,000, 20,000 destroyed churches. Now people say, why are you still talking God? We say, they say, where was God who allowed 1 million people to die? We say that where we were is where God was. Means that where I have been is where God has been. Means that I'm testifying that God can come in any situation and protect His people because His purpose. You are not forsaken. God will come to you with a great compassion. You are not forsaken in your marriage. You are not forsaken to your children. You are not forsaken to your financial situation. You are not forsaken to your spiritual life. God will come to you with a great compassion. We have seen people traveling coming to Rwanda. without knowing anyone, knock to our door, say, we are here, we are sent by God to come to support you. Today we are working with the Princeton Theological Seminary. We have been with the 7 students from 2010. No one came to connect with us with the Princeton Theological Seminary. Except God used friends to connect us. God is still calling the nations to come to help us in Rwanda. I'm here to tell you, you never have God will pass to save you. You never have God will pass to deliver you. But trust Him this morning. Trust Him. Trust Him. He's still faithful. We didn't even speak this language. We are from French countries. But God's faithful. We didn't know how to make projects and come here and beg man. No, we didn't know that. But God has been faithful. Because when you think that you are forsaken, He will come to you with great compassion. He will call the nations and everywhere to come to you again. Today, this is your message. From our testimonies, from where God took us, He's coming to tell you that you are not forsaken. He's still coming to you with great compassion. Maybe you think you're about to be ashamed. You're about to be disgraced. I'm telling you today, He's still there. I remember in that time when people are crying, when the country is mourning the death, is where God starts to speak out. One and would travel around and speak the good news of Jesus Christ. When those Europeans came, they took Bible, used a Bible as a tool to destroy us. But today we use the Bible to deliver us. We are in restoration, Jesus' mighty name. We are now seeing God touch Africa. Africa shall be saved. Countries shall be saved because goodness of God. Sometimes you think that you are forsaken, but I'm telling you, God's about to come to you with a great compassion. I'm speaking to someone who's here sick. Someone who's here think that the life is ended. I'm telling you, God will come to you with a great compassion in Jesus' mighty name. Let's this Sunday go and tell every situation which is stand before you. Tell every war which is stand before you. Go and tell any situation which stands before you. And tell them that I'm not forsaken. God is still coming with a great, great, great compassion. He will gather us again. He will make us a nation. I'm about to cross. I'm about to pray. But let God touch in your heart. Where there is no bank, God is still provide. Fear not. I don't know which voices you have heard tell you that you are about to die. Tell about that there is no future for you. But God still has a big plan for your life. He knows the plan He has for us. He knows what He planned for us. Let Him work in you. Believe you see goodness of God. You see a great compassion, a favor of the Lord upon you. May God bless this church. I pray so that this church will see the great compassion of the Lord. I pray so that this church will see God open the door in Jesus' mighty name. I pray so that the men who are here, women who are here, youth who are here, let's see the great compassion from the Lord. This is the word God has sent me to tell you. And go and tell my children. Go and tell people in the USA. Tell that I'm still coming. I'm on my way.
with a great compassion. You think that divorce is in your way, in your door. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. God is still coming with great compassion. You think that the death is before you. I'm telling you, God is still coming with great compassion. You think maybe you're about. You think that you're about to lose everything. God is still coming to you with a great compassion. It seems that it was a brief moment. That's what the word says. It is just a brief moment. It is just passing. I don't know if how you call it. But let me give you an example before I close. In Rwanda we call traffic light. Because our English is different. This robot. This traffic light. I believe that there is a 2-3 color. There is a red and a yellow and the green. Let me tell you. When you live there and you see there is a red light, it doesn't mean that you never go again. But let things pass so that you can go with the green light. Some people here, they never told you that you stop. You are not stopped. It's just red light. Let things pass in your sight. Let other things pass. God is still bringing green light. Amen. Amen. It is just stopping there. You are not permanent there. You are not, doesn't mean that you remain there. Rwanda, we spend 3 months standing and think that the life is stopped, but it was just red light. You forsake, you think that God, you are forsaken. But it is just red light. Let things pass left and right so that you pass. It's just transition. It's not your permanent to be there. We are here to testify this because the great compassion is still coming in your life. Stand up in your feet and pray in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. I see God comes to you with a great compassion. Maybe you're here. You wonder what's going on in your life. But God has sent me to tell you that the great compassion is coming. God is coming to gather you again, your family, and your children. Let's lift our hands and start to pray and praise God for the greatness of God which is coming our way. We thank you, Jesus, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us. We worship you. We saw you in Rwanda in 20 years ago. Where things were not working. But you have been our faithful God. This morning, I believe that you are here still again to bring people with your great compassion. I want to ask you, if you are here, you think that you are forsaken. You are passing tough life. You don't see any way to escape. But God sent me here to tell you that He's still coming again. He's still coming again with a great compassion. I want you just make a step. Come here. Come just here and pray together. Just come and pray together. Maybe you think that you're forsaken. You think that you're far. Just make your step and come here and pray together. Just can come here afterwards so that pastor will pray for us. Reverend will pray for us. If you're here, just... You think that you need to make a prayer? Just come in Jesus' mighty name. He's still coming to us with a great compassion. He's still coming to us with a great compassion. Oh, He's still coming to us with a great compassion. You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. I believe God is touching people here. I don't know what's going on in your family, in your job. But God is here. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I'm going to ask Reverend to pray for us. As you bless this poor.
Listen, if there's anyone else who just wants special prayer, we want to invite you to come and stand with anyone and everyone down in front. We believe that God is a miracle-working God. We believe that God can open doors that no man can shut, build bridges that no man can tear down. And so if you're here today and you want special prayer, we invite you to come down to the front and just stand with your brothers and your sisters as we lift up this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The preacher preached about Jesus thinking that the disciples thought he was asleep in the boat. But when the winds rose and the bows began to break, Jesus was right there in the boat with them. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have Jesus with me in the boat. Even when the winds are blowing, Jesus is with you in the boat. And so we bless the Lord today. If you don't want to come forward, that's all right. Just grab somebody's hand standing next to you. We're going to just close this portion with a word of prayer. Choir's going to continue to sing. And as they do, just everyone bow their heads with me. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you asking right now that you who sit high would look low in the lives of these, your children. God, you know what they have been through. You know what they are going through. And you know what they're about to go through. And yet, God, we still call upon the name which is above every name. For we believe that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess. We thank you, Lord, for the reminder that you are a God of great compassion. That you are God who will never leave us nor forsake us. You are God who has not forgotten about us. And for that we want to say thank you right now. Oh Lord, there's some things that we're dealing with right now. And I just ask that you would remind them that if you brought them through it before, you can bring them through it again. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we just say thank you right now, Lord. For we believe that you can open doors. And we believe that you can build bridges. We believe that you can move mountains. We believe that you can protect us from the enemy. We believe that you can fight our battles. We believe it, we believe it, we believe it. So right now, dear Lord, whatever the folk are standing in need of, I pray that you would not fail to grant. Hear our prayers and answer our cries. And God will be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. For you are worthy to be praised. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Lord, all of us have something to say thank you for. All of us have something to glorify you for. For some of us were sick, but now we're healed. Some of us were broke, but now we're employed. Some of us were homeless, but now we have a roof over our heads. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing small and great. And so, Lord, with the one mouth we have, we're just going to open it and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say victoriously, amen, amen, and amen. Give God a praise offering in this place. Oh Lord, do it. Do it right now, God. We're going to bless you anyhow, God. Do it right now, Lord. While we're going through it, we're going to bless you anyhow. You're worthy to be praised. Bless your name. Somebody just say to Christ, sing it with the choir to Christ. One more time, choir. To Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To Christ. Bless your name, God. Somebody who knows what God has done for them. Somebody who knows that God is alive. God is not dead. God is real. God hears our prayers. God will wipe the tears from your eyes. God will. God can. God already has. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You may take your seats. You may take your seats. You may take your seats.